The Florida Senate stalled a plan to ban sanctuary cities this week, but the debate around immigration enforcement is alive and well in the State House. I'm Kate Payne. For years, Florida lawmakers have been trying to ban sanctuary policies in the state. The measure carried by Republican Representative Larry Metz would force law enforcement to fully comply with federal immigration requests to hold suspects and share information. Those requests are currently optional. The bill has never seen any movement in the Senate until this week.
Mr. Chairman, thank you very much for putting 308 on the agenda.
That's Senator Aaron Bean, a Jacksonville Republican, presenting the sanctuary policy ban to the Judiciary Committee this week. The exchange was pretty short-lived.
I've spoken to many of you, and I have determined that the language presented to you today does not yet meet the concerns of the committee.
The committee temporarily postponed the bill, signaling it didn't have the votes to pass. It could resurface, but Miami Democratic Senator Jose Javier Rodriguez is betting it won't.
Many of my colleagues here in Florida just sort of don't. Colleagues in the Senate, irrespective of their party, can understand that this bill has no place in Florida.
Even with resistance in the Senate, the debate about sanctuary cities and undocumented immigrants shows no signs of slowing down. The full House approved the bill the first week of session, and House Speaker Richard Corcoran hasn't let up since. He released this campaign-style ad this week.
A young woman gunned down by an illegal immigrant who should have been deported, but was protected by a sanctuary city. I'm Richard Corcoran. When I heard Kate Steinle's story, I thought about my own daughter, Kate, and how this could have happened to any family anywhere.
The ad depicts a young woman walking down the sidewalk in a suburban neighborhood. Then a hooded man pulls out a gun and shoots the woman point blank. This is meant to be a reenactment of the death of Kate Steinle, who was shot by an undocumented immigrant in San Francisco in 2015. Politicians have turned her into something of a martyr for the issue. But in November, a jury found the shooting was accidental and acquitted the man of all murder charges. They determined he had picked up a gun that went off, sending a bullet ricocheting some 78 feet before hitting Steinle. That's a much different picture than what Speaker Corcoran paints. But Corcoran, who is widely expected to run for governor, told reporters Wednesday he stands by his ad.
Was there an illegal immigrant who, given sanctuary policies, was allowed to stay in our country, and as a result, did a young lady get killed? Yes, yes. And that's what I've said, and that's what the ad says.
But Representative Sean Shaw, a Tampa Democrat, calls the ad irresponsible. He's running to be the state's next attorney general and says undocumented immigrants are not a threat.
I mean, any data shows you that undocumented citizens create crimes at a far less rate than those that are documented. We all know what those statements meant. We all know what Speaker Corcoran's ad was. That's race bait.
A PolitiFact analysis shows there's no evidence undocumented immigrants commit more crimes than any other resident. In the meantime, Winter Park Democratic Representative Carlos Guillermo Smith says Florida's immigrant community is exposed to what he calls bigotry.
The hostility towards immigrants, towards others who are coming to this country, does not end only with undocumented immigrants. It also continues to Puerto Ricans, who are American citizens, who are at the receiving end of this bigotry and hostility that is being stirred up by irresponsible leaders.
At the writing of this story, it's not clear if the Senate bill will get another chance at a hearing. But in an election year with a slate of state lawmakers gunning for higher office, it's unlikely this debate will die down. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.